Mating disruption is a sure strategy to prevent navel orangeworm issues in your orchard. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the vast Ag Information Network. David Haviland is a UCANR farm advisor entomologist based in Kern County. He said the tried and true mating disruption products are available from four different companies.
So that's Sutera, Pacific Biocontrol, Semios, and Trace. There's a product for everybody. If you're a do-it-yourself person, there's products you can buy and kind of do it all. If you're one of those people that wants to write a check and walk away, likewise, there's some of these companies that provide full-service kinds of programs where they'll just take care of everything for you.
Haviland comments on efficacy.
Ideally, you want to have a minimum of 40 acres. Ideally, you're going to be in the 100 acres or more range. That's where you're going to get the best benefit. You want the place that's using main disruption to be in the square to rectangular shape. And ideally, you're going to be in a situation where you can control your own navel orangeworm destiny. But what I mean by that is you're not at risk of having a whole bunch of moths flying in from somewhere else that are already mated. Okay, if you're a 20-acre grower in an ocean of pistachios that aren't sanitized, main disruption is not going to help you. But if your almonds, your neighbors are doing a good job, or your neighbors aren't almonds, that's going to help you out. And then I'll say light breezes are ideal. We don't want no wind, because then the pheromone just sort of sits around the dispensers. But you also don't want 40-mile-an-hour winds either. Otherwise, your main disruption product is going to be benefiting your almond neighbor.
And there you have it. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.